That is why we should understand this bhajan rasa, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, Shikshashtak, that Mahaprabhu's 8 shloks, what he has written, all those 8 shloks, he has defined them. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan, 8 yam, what he has described, 8 yam means the 8, 4 divisions, the days 3, evenings 3 and 1 morning, 1 evening. These are the 8 divisions. The Vaishnavs, Rupanuga Vaishnavs, all the 8 yams, whatever pastimes he is performing, Bhagwan, this, they remember this with their perfected soul and perform bhajan. It is also described there that in Ashtakali Leela, how we can remember all these pastimes. Nishant Leela, the morning, early morning Leela, before the afternoon Purvan Leela, then Madhyan Leela, Sayan Leela, and then Pradosh Leela, then
Ratri,
and Nishant. Then all these pastimes, 8 divisions of pastimes, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakurji has described in 8 divisions. Bhajan. First of all, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangh, through Sadhu Sangh, faith, through Sadhu Sangh. After that, Bhajan Kriya will start, Anarth Nivritti will start. What is Anarth? What is our relationship with Bhagavan? To forget this is anarth. That time you get attachment towards wealth, family members, friends. I am body. This body is me, and all these family members are mine. This wealth, this money, this will give me happiness. But never, never wealth or riches can bring happiness. It's not possible. Never. Rather, only because of getting attached to it, you will get birth again, and then maybe as a snake, you will have to take birth. And like Kuber, you will sit down on that and just protect all this wealth. Like this, use the money properly and spend your life. Understand that one paisa also does not belong to you and will not go with you, and your family members also will not go with you. That is why, like a donkey, don't work like a donkey and spend your life thinking in this manner. Now whatever you do, you should try to please Bhagavan only. So Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, like this, he is saying that don't become attached to all these things. This attachment is the root of all anarthas. Taking the shelter of the Vaishnavas. After that, one develops nishtha, faith. In the fourth stage, one gets ruchi, taste, then asakti,
then
bhav.
And
six, these. Then after asakti, vipralambamayi, prem. And in the eighth stage, sambhog rupi prem. This comes. This is Ashtakaliya Leela pastimes, Radha Krishna's eternal meeting, whatever these Ashtakaliya pastimes are. Only this can give qualification to enter into these pastimes. That's why this book should be heard properly and understood properly. We will try to understand and read this book seriously. Speaking in Bengali, same things. And this is like a river, the flow of a river. It is flowing. After 2-3 days, the stream, where does it go? It goes to the sea. This stream. Similarly, our bhajan is also like a stream. Slowly we will see. We are performing bhajan. We have Guru Nishtha or no? Is our anartha going away or no? Are we getting detachment towards our wife or husband or family members? Is it coming detachment or no? And also you should see that, are we developing taste towards chanting Harinam? Do you have asakti towards without Harikatha, listening Harikatha, it's not possible. All the material attachments will be finished and thereafter Bhav will develop, manifest in one's heart, and thereafter Vipralamba Bhav and then Sambhav Bhav. These is Ashtakaliya pastimes. You will experience all these, realize all these. If we are not in the stream of this river, then there is something wrong. Either maybe the Guru is not giving proper direction, or maybe we are wrong. If Gurudev is bona fide, we have ruchi, nishtha, everything, but our Guru is not so qualified, then must understand that some fault is in Guru. Then offer him respects, take his instruction and go to other higher Shiksha Guru and take instruction from him. And if it is properly everything there and something wrong with us, then you should improve yourself. Slowly, you will reach the stage of prema. You should try for this. It is possible to reach the stage of bhavavastha in this human form of life. It's not so easy. That's why you should hear all these things and you should follow all this. Whatever you hear, this is the wealth of our life. Keep this in your pockets, in your hearts and proceed. Translation.
So Shri Guruji is saying, yesterday we finished commentary on Sri Damodar Astakam, but still at Adhavar Kartik Vrat, we will continue the chanting every morning. But from now on, in the morning time, we will hear from Sri Thakur Bhaktivinod, Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Especially those who desire to perform bhajan, they should understand what is this bhajan rahasya. Rahasya means confidential or secret thing. So we should hear very carefully and try to understand what is bhajan rahasya, the confidential truth of bhajan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, has written 8 verses. That is Sri Shikshastik. In his bhajan rahasya, there is an explanation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda of this Shikshastikam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Krishna's pastimes are divided into 8 divisions or 8 yam, asta yam. In the daytime there are 3, in the nighttime there are also 3, and in the sandhyas, in the joining of morning and in the morning time and the evening time, there is also 2. So 3 plus 3 plus 2 is 8 yams. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their siddha deha, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastimes and engage in service to them. There are how to do, that is all explained in this bhajan rahasya. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Nishant Lila, Pratakala, Purvana, Madhyamila, Sayamila, Pradosila, Naisamila, and then again Nishantamila. So just as there are 8 verses in Shikshastika, and there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there have also been 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we've been hearing Adol Shraddha Tathasa Prasanna. First there is Shraddha, or faith. By that faith, one takes shelter of a bona fide guru and begins the process of devotion, which is called the bhajana kriya. By that bhajana kriya, one experiences anatta nivritti, or cessation of disturbing elements. What is anatta? Anatta. Atta means which is valuable. Anatta, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna's service, that is the real anatta. That manifests in conception of I am mine. I am this body, and what belongs to this body in terms of wife, wealth, children, house, this belongs to me, this for my enjoyment. This is the root of all anattas. By this we think, by accumulating money, I will be happy. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake, because snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kuvera, sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even one rupee with us, what to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever we do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of Bhagawan. We should have no attachment. And this attachment is the root cause of all other anattas, or unwanted desires. Therefore, after the anatta nivritti comes nishta, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashati, attachment, bhava bhakti, then viraha, then vipralabha-prem, then sambodh-miti. Therefore, by hearing very carefully this bhajan rahasya, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things, especially the Astakavi Lila of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, hear, and not only hear, but try to understand the subject matter and try to enter it. In a flowing river that is also called a dhara, the current. Therefore, water is there today now, after 2 or 3 days will go anywhere, even to Allahabad, Prayag, means it always moving. Therefore, our budget should be like this. It should always be progressing.
Dynamic.
Therefore, we should try and understand whether really our anattas are going, is nistra appearing, are we still maintaining attachment to women? Do we have taste in taking the name or in hearing Harikatha? If one has developed attachment to hearing Harikatha, then definitely all anattas or unwanted desires will be completely destroyed. Then after this, one will easily achieve bhava bhakti. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may have guru nishtha and performing the limbs of devotion, we are not improving. Then it could be the fault is in the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru. In that case, one should take shelter of a high class of Shiksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is okay, and still we are not advancing, then must be the hole is in us, the fault is in us. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily progress towards the stage of Prema Bhakti. Therefore, this Bhava Bhakti is most difficult to achieve. And having achieved the stage of Bhava Bhakti, all these unwanted anattas and desires will never return. Therefore, hear and try to follow nicely and carry this with us, with you, always in your hearts.
Now, we will go to Akrur Ghat. In Akrur Ghat we will go. There we will speak about. Thereafter, we will go to the place of Brahma Patnis where the Sakhas were. And then Bhatrol where Krishna's friends went to beg for something to eat, because all the friends are hungry in the forest. Then we will go to Anandham, there prasad, everything will be served there. Nothing will be cooked here. So everybody should go there. Everybody should go.
We are going to Jagyapatni place. You should all go there. In Akrur in Jagyapatni Sthan, we will take breakfast. And in Anandadham, we will take prasad. So you must go all. And also come.
Guru coming in Anandadham. So Bhatra. So everyone should come with us. Now we are going to welcome everyone to be ready.
Isha Prabhu.
Come to the Dhanjur Karta.
अरे ओ निशा प्रभु
शोकर की तो नथिंग नंबर डांगे नथिंग.